fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Word Salad indeed. Hello, Amelia. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay. My bus took twice as long to get here because at one point we went down a road and there was a policeman there saying, go a different way. So the bus just kind of drove blindly into Great Lynn.
That was kind of how my attempt at getting into work happened this morning, except instead of a policeman, it was just a man in a raincoat going, don't go down here, it's bad. And you know what? I trust a man in a raincoat, to be honest. Good vibes. So I didn't, and that's why I'm at home. But what are we talking about today?
Well, we're going to answer some of those questions submitted last week via text. Ooh. And if people want to send in anything they want me to talk about next week, which will be the last ever Word Salad.
No.
Oh, sad. Tears. Very crying. Sad.
Is that next week or the week after?
I've decided it's next week because I'm quite busy moving house.
Okay,
over there.
Yeah. No, yeah. Fair enough.
Fair.
So we're going to answer some of those questions. They go into some slightly dark territory and some of them are, you know, I think the listener knew they would go into dark territory, and others of them, I think the listener's going to be incredibly surprised.
Okay.
But this is kind of partly why they haven't been talked about before.
Okay, I'm intrigued and slightly alarmed. Hit us with the first one. What was the listener question?
We're all grown-ups and professional broadcasters, so it should be fine.
Absolutely.
Okay, first one we're looking into, and this is going to require some careful talking around, how did a bundle of sticks become an incredibly offensive term?
Okay.
Ah, that is a careful talking around. Okay.
Yes, so I think people will be aware that there is a homophobic pejorative term that also refers to a bundle of sticks. Looking into this, it's quite sad how, like, bundles of sticks have got quite a bad rap, because I don't know how many people are aware of this, but that's also where the term fascism comes from.
Oh my god.
Yes. So, I mean, both come from the Latin root fascis.
Fascis? Fascis.
Fuscus, maybe, even. We don't know how they sounded back then, so you can't even correct me. Don't come to me with your monk's Latin. I want to know how Caesar said it. But so basically, like, in Italy, fascio was like a bundle of sticks, and it also referred to kind of like guilds or other kinds of community organizations were fasci.
Okay.
And then so when the fascism party came around, they were naming themselves after one of those.
Okay.
But they also were named after fascis, which were like little bundles of sticks that lictors would carry, and they were like a symbol of civic power and like authority.
What's a lictor?
It's a Roman political position. And so if you've seen like a depiction of like a Roman victory, you'll see a bunch of guys carrying bundles of sticks.
Those are the lictors.
Yeah, and so the fascism party kind of brought together these two meanings, and then that's kind of what everyone thinks of when they think of fascism now. They don't think of nice little guild or a syndicate.
No. Oh, God, no.
They think of the worst ever.
But to go back to the actual question, it's as far as we can tell, it seems like basically the homophobic pejorative word came about, as so many homophobic pejorative words do, basically by trying to refer to gay men in a kind of feminizing way. So kind of like Nancy or Sissy or Queen, because it used to be a derogatory term for women and children and effeminate children. Possibly because they were as useless as a bundle of sticks, and possibly because they were the kind of people who, like, especially like an old lady, their like job in the community would be gathering bundles of sticks.
I mean, that's not a bad life, I have to say. I could just walk around carrying sticks for a bit. That sounds fine.
Also, a bundle of sticks is plenty useful, thank you.
Extremely useful. Like most pejorative words that come from some real world sort of meaning, usually it's from some sort of like bloke being like, hey, that thing's dumb, and other people being like, actually, that thing's quite useful and maybe also cool, and maybe you're dumb for thinking that.
I mean, reclaimed fishwife. I reckon 2023, we're taking back fishwife.
Hard out.
Okay, so next one. Word Salad Amelia, could you do food-related affirmations? Hot dog, piece of cake, finger looking good. Finger looking good, I believe, is just the KFC motto.
It's just KFC.
You know, it's so good it makes you lick your fingers. I feel like there's not a lot of explanation there. Hot dog, people don't really know.
Hot dog.
Basically, like, hot dogs got invented. But it seems kind of like at the kind of turn of the century, so the, like, you know, early 1900s, dog was just a popular thing to say. So people were like, sly dog, you're a clever dog. You were putting on the dog, maybe.
Dirty dog.
And so, dirty dog, exactly. And so,
what's up, dog?
Hot dog, because stuff was hot. So hot dog just kind of like, it kind of like arrived out of this confluence of just like popular terms and kind of just caught on. And I mean, we get other things like sweet as a nut.
Sweet as a nut.
Which is where sweet as comes from.
No way.
What?
What did you think it meant? It's sweet as something.
I had just never thought about it.
I don't know, but one of my favourite things is Americans getting very confused and thinking you're talking about bums when you say sweet as. I've had that happen.
Oh, sweet
ass.
Right.
Sweet ass.
Oh, okay. Well, no, yeah, no, it's about nuts. Not bums. So I think people find this slightly confusing now because we have so much processed sugar, but back in the day, nuts were about as sweet as you could get, unless you could afford some like posho fruit. And even then, I think a lot of the varieties that they had back then were more kind of bitter or mealy. Yeah, and so I mean, there are references to nuts being sweet in Shakespeare.
Sweet as nuts.
But there's not really the sweet as a nut. We don't have a strong origin, but it's something kind of from that.
I feel
general.
Like a hazelnut. A hazelnut has a sort of a Shakespeare vibe and also is quite a sweet nut. You know?
Oh, this nut's very Shakespearean.
I only eat Shakespearean nuts.
Okay, this is
sometimes where... Sometimes a Chaucer if I'm feeling older.
This is where it starts getting slightly dark. So, cakewalk and other cake-based sayings, such as piece of cake or takes the cake, come from this like horrific American Southern slavery practice. Yeah, so a cakewalk was like a dance that slaves were forced to compete in, and the prize was a cake.
I think I did know about the cakewalk, but I've never thought about it. Is that the same etymology for a piece of cake and stuff too?
Well, so this is the interesting thing. I think cakewalk definitely comes from there. I don't think there's any other source for cakewalk. A lot of other cake-based sayings get kind of folded into this explanation, but I think it's also important to remember not to, like, whitewash slavery, which we shouldn't be doing on our etymology segment, but I think it's important to remember the 19th century was, like, a baking revolution. Like, potash came in at the end of the 18th century, and then we got, like, baking powder, baking soda in the middle of the 19th century. And so people could make cakes that were what we think of as cakes now. They weren't, like, a kind of a bread.
A lump of bread with nuts in it for sweetness.
Yeah, if you've ever had a yeasted cake, which is basically what everyone had before like the 1790s, it's quite different. So the kind of like modern baking kind of happened in this period. So it's not surprising that along with some slightly horrific things, people start talking about how much they like cake all the time.
I have to say, just to pivot sideways slightly here, I miss on the old Great British Bake Off, back when the BBC did it, how they used to do the like little drawings of the thing. They'd be like, this week is pastry week, and then they'd go and make some weird Yorkshire yeast pastry cake thing, and then they'd show you like how they did it, and maybe Sue Perkins would go to a castle and a little old lady would show her how to make a yeast cake. That was the heyday of Great British Bake Off for me.
Are you just reminiscing about old TV right now?
I might be reminiscing about old TV right now, Amelia. I might be.
I mean, you know, it's your show. We also get pie sayings about the same time. So Nice's Pie, our first recorded instance of that is from 1855. And then we get Easy as Pie coming kind of later.
Hmm. And was that because pie making became easier than it had been previously?
I mean, you know, you don't need leavening for pie, so it's not associated with that same thing. But I imagine, you know, the whole Industrial Revolution and stuff probably made it easier to source ingredients for pies.
True.
Yeah.
Someone's texted in to say that their ex-girlfriend used to say, sweet as Nana's nuts.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's like a regular... Does anyone else ever use that phrase? Or is it just...
Anyone else's ex use that phrase?
It's all the same person. So we've got one more that we're gonna answer today.
Okay, hit us.
How was the direction of rotation described before clocks were invented?
Oh, I've literally never even thought of that. So you're talking about like pre-clockwise and anti-clockwise being things. Do you say sundial-wise?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, to get it, and I mean that's pretty close there, Rach. You pretty much nailed one of them.
1 point for me.
Yeah, I mean, like to get a little bit into horology. There were clock-like things. You know, there were water clocks, there were sundials. We got, like, faced mechanical clocks in, like, from the 1300s, I think.
Okay.
We don't have great records of clocks. Spring-driven clocks in the 15th century. Clocks are interesting. They're pretty cool. But we had loads of words because people need to talk about directions.
They
so, yeah.
Do.
So, sunwise is one.
Ah.
Sunwise, the direction the sun moves.
Ah.
Sounds like
it. Someone's just texted that in all caps. Sunwise.
Sunwise.
Sunwise, yeah. Which I think now people would probably, if you said that to someone, they'd be like, no, I've got sunblock on already. I'm wearing a hat.
Get sunwise.
We've got some good Scottish Gaelic ones. Daisel.
Daisel.
Which I've got here spelled three different ways, but I'm assured that they're basically pronounced daisel,
cool.
Which is from the same root as Latin dexter, which just means right. So people would just talk about handedness for direction. I think the fun one, and this will probably come up if you're a huge nerd, is widdershins for counterclockwise.
Oh, what does
now,
that mean?
It's from Middle Low German.
Why do I recognise widdershins? Is it in a book or a TV series or something that nerds might know?
I don't... I'm pretty sure that there is, like, some, like, fairly recent, like, supernatural romance novel called, like...
Widdershins.
Yeah, but there's also, I think in Lemony Snicket, there's like a Captain Widdershins or like a Dr. Widdershins or
maybe
something.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I was sort
but
of.
I also
was...
just say it as a word, so.
It could also be why it sounds
just heard Amelia say it.
Widdershins. So which direction is Widdershins?
Anti-clockwise.
I'm going to start using that. We're bringing it back for 2023. Widdershins.
The left-hand path.
Ooh.
That's for any of you black metal fans out there.
Hard out.
All right, so at the traffic lights, you're just going to take a Widdershins and...
So, it's righty-tighty Widdershins Lucy.
Widdershins, Schmidtershins. I've enjoyed those. Thank you for bringing us some listener answers.
I mean, thank you to the listeners.
Listeners,
let me know if there's anything else that you're dying to hear about before I disappear.
Amelia, for anyone who doesn't know, is moving to Melbourne. We're all very sad about it, so we're not allowed to talk about it. But next week is her last word salad. So if you have burning etymology questions or weird word things you want to run past a bona fide armchair expert, then text them through to 53955 or give us a call on 309-3879. Apparently this person said that they're Widdershins is in lots of fairy tales, someone said.
Okay.
That might be why it sounds familiar.
Sense. It's a very whimsical word.
Widdershins. Sounds like a little frog or something. A little frog character, a little gnome man.
I think we should probably wrap this up.
Little fairy man, little fae folk.
Okay, I'm going to hit the sting.
An imp or a goblin, maybe.
Bye-bye.
Some kind of... Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.